Mr. Roberts? William Roberts? Thought you lost me. You weren't kidding, were you? Charles Phelan, sir. Stackpole, McPhee, Lassiter, and Phelan. Attorneys at law. How you doing? So, what is it I can do for you, sir?
I'm dying. And I want to go before the governor. I want to be pardoned.
Pardoned? For what?
For the killing of 21 men. I was promised a pardon 70 years and 3 months ago. And you tell him that you're bringing in Rashid Bill Roberts, alias William Antrim, also known as William H. Bonney.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. William H. Bonney?
Alias Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid, huh? Billy the Kid was shot and killed by Pat Garrett. Everybody knows that. It's common knowledge.
There are other lawyers around you. Piece of chicken shit. Get back in your vehicle and drive before I make it 22, just for the goddamn hell of it.
Can you show me some evidence? Scars or something? I don't know. You have any scars?
Historical fact. It took place a year after the Great McSween Fire of 1878, what some call the end of the Lincoln County War.
That's him. When they asked, you first. I got the drop on it.
Say what you will. I figure to get at least 100 dobies for his trigger finder.
Do I know you?
Yeah, you know me, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Travers. From Tularosa.
Travers. Yeah.
Why, you just didn't want to hide out up in the canyons. Don't make sense. God gave a mule. I don't know.
Well, now, here's a dandy.
I'd taken up with Arkansas Dave Rudabaugh and Patrick Floyd Garrett. Me and Garrett had a common interest in the horse and cattle trail. And contrary to what they say, I like the son of a bitch. Now, most of the boys that ran with me during that little war were dead or gone or hiding. But I never let them push me out. New Mexico territory was my home.
Well, should we give them a proper burial?
Yeah, why not?
I was making one a hell of a name for myself.
Friday?
Good. Very good, Pietro. Okay, so we have Friday. Family? Fulminate? What else? Watch. Very good.
Don't move.
What happened to you?
Militia's been through. And the cavalry. And you keep on coming. When you was in the Guadalupe, they sent in a new governor to clean up. He's going through the territory like the pox, running everybody who fired a shot in the Lincoln War, dragging them all back across the whole damn country.
This says General Lew Wallace has proclaimed the state of insurrection.
They're fixing to do a big exterminating. And kid, you're on the top of their hanging list. They want to put you down.
Are you Billy the Kid?
No, but I am Arkansas Dave Rudabaugh. You ever hear me? Killed 65 men, not counting Mexicans and Indians. You must have heard of me. Come on, Rudabaugh.
Grace.
I'd like some frijoles. Oh, and some coffee. Please.
Get out of here, boy! If I could tell you one more goddamn time, I'll put an iron to you.
Quien es?
Goddamn vagrant. Come in on the orphan train. Beating out of my ash cans.
Come over here.
Stealing bread from my oven.
You know who I am?
Yes.
Yes? Where are you from? New York?
Pennsylvania.
What you got in that satchel?
Eastern tenderfoot son of a bitch!
Beaver, leave him alone. Shut up. So what do you want? You want to just look at me? Now go on and have a look.
I want to ride the trail with the kid. Billy the Kid. Prince of Piss. Prince of Pistoliers.
Hey, Beaver. Hey, Beaver, did you hear that? Prince of Pistoliers. I haven't heard that one before. You want to ride with Billy the Kid? Hmm? Is that what you want? Leg shot in your leg like this? Huh? How about in your skull? Hiding out in the damn brush like some kind of lizard? Everybody in the territory trying to take a shot at you. Boom, boom, boom! Is that what you want, Mr. Pennsylvania, huh? Huh? Is that what you want?
You
sense. Beaver. Puff away then.
I got you, little baby! Get out! And stay the hell out! Soldados! What do you keep bothering me for? Can't you see I run a respectable place? Go on, bother somebody else, will you?
Shut up, Beaver.
Oh, yeah. Gringo Seco, vente pa' acá. What's the matter? You don't... You only like boys? Hot dogs.
Hey, you bringing someone in?
Got one! Hey, that's the fight! Hey, look at him!
Yeah. Gerlach! That's Gerlach. Open her up, Bill.
I know you. You've been delivered into me hands.
You sink and Presbyterian bell.
Seth. Good to see you.
When troubles come, they come not single spies, but in battalions. Josiah G. Scurlock.
I never wrote that. I always wanted to tell you. William Shakespeare wrote it. You look good.
What about a drink, Doc?
Where'd they catch you?
Seven real days east.
Wife?
Child. Where the hell is he?
Heavy steps, Patsy. Hey, gracias.
Messenger came through town today from the new governor. He wants to meet with you. He can't catch you. You're making him look a fool.
Go on.
He wants to talk treaty.
You're boshing me.
He wants you to turn state's evidence and testify.
Testify against who?
Against the Murphy boys he's got in that pit in Lincoln. You can hang your old enemies, kid. It's the only chance you got to save your neck. You got no place left to hide.
So everybody's looking for me. Hey, Paulita Maxwell around? She looking for me? Getting kind of lonely in here.
No, I don't think Paulita Maxwell's looking for you. I think Salsa Baca's looking for you.
Whoa, Salsa Baca! We got the bear grease the damn walls to get that pig in here.
Yeah, that's the only thing we'd have to bear grease.
Get it! Well, Garrett was right. I was running out of places to hide. And here was Governor Lew Wallace, the second best known man in New Mexico, proposing to make a treaty with me and Lincoln. But why give up the sanctuary of a little village where I was protected by my friends?
Buenos dias, señor. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola, Billy. Diego.
I found him!
Well, I'll tell you why. Because $500 cuts a lot of ties.
Ah, damn it, Inyo.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, no! Ah!
Excellency, it's him. He's here.
Well, show him in.
Hi.
Mr. Bonney, I appreciate your good faith.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Governor Lew Wallace. Extraordinary. I was expecting a rather rough and older fellow. Not so smooth of face. Cognac, Mr. Bonney. Uh-oh. Well, then, to the point. The various crimes committed during the Lincoln Cattle War...
Excuse me, sir. There's no cattle war. It was a merchant war. Irish against English. They killed my employer, Mr. Tunstall. And I made war.
Those men that killed your employer... The group that evaded the revenge of your so-called regulators. They've become a rather rough bunch since this merchant's war. Cutting prominent ranchers' herds like John Chisholm's.
Yes, sir, they have.
And you have, too. However, you're one, and the Murphy Dolan rustlers are many. If you can testify against what you saw in your little war, I can then... Eliminate the many.
Well, what about the one?
My terms are simple. Your testimony against those who murdered your employer in exchange for leniency.
No. My testimony in exchange for a full pardon.
Well, I'm afraid that's...
I testify, and I ride out of Lincoln a free man. If not... I ride out of Lincoln now. And your boys try to follow me, you wind up in a pine box.
If you were given pardon, you would leave New Mexico, never to return. You go on the stand and help me hang 15 rustlers. And I'll give you pardon. Of course, 15 minutes later, the Murphy boys will shoot you dead as a mangy dog in the street. So we'll arrest you. Staged arrest for your own protection before the trial. But that's for you to decide.
Can I have some of that cake?
Pendleton.
Pendleton. The white cake. With the sweet frost.
So, shall we proclaim our secret parley a success?
Good deal.
When the neck is broken, there's only a sharp pain. Fast. Then if the other place accepts you, the spirit horse comes. It takes you there to the other side. So don't worry too much. When you die, you're gonna see the spirit horse. She'll come for you, my friend.
Great. Let me tell you something, Chavez. I don't really want to catch a spirit horse. I don't even want to see the other side. I sure as hell don't want to have my neck broke to a sharp, quick pain. One thing I really want to do is get the hell out of here.
Me too.
Well done, William. Splendid performance. However, there are 3 candles left and only 2 bullets.
What did I tell you?
Mr. Bonney, District Attorney Ryerson's here to see you. The governor thinks it's best if you have your restraints on.
Hey, Sheriff.
bring that fiddle player in again?
It was quite good.
How about some more of that cake when you get a chance? And it's getting a little nippy in here. Could you stoke up that fire? Thanks, George.
Yes, sir. I was starting to grow fond of prison life.
Top of the morning to you, Mr. Bonney. Finally in chains, are you? Still trying to keep up your game? Well, we'll be seeing you on the floor of the courts very soon.
I ain't being tried. I'm testifying against Dolan and all the other swine who killed my friend John Tunstall, yes, sir.
Are the bloody cocks still running the coop?
Ah, to be sure, that's right.
Who gives testimony is strictly within the discretion of the prosecuting attorney, who happens to be me, who happens to think not a bloody chance in the pit of Hades.
You can't bluff me.
No. I'll charge you, sentence you. I will hang you. But I'll never bluff you. See for yourself. Governor's on his way back to Santa Fe now. Pardon Billy the Kid. Impossible.
I should have dusted His Excellency's regal ass when I had the chance. He didn't exactly lie to me. He just didn't have the power against the Irish politicians who were still running Lincoln County.
Good day, Mr. Bonney.
Good day, Mr. Dungpile.
Another historical and biological fact was that I had small hands, big wrists. And that saved my life more times than Colonel Colt's equalizer.
Looks like it's getting near to supper time. You boys hungry? I got two lots of news for you. Good and bad. I'll give you the bad news first. All we got for supper is horse shit.
What the hell's the good news?
There's tons of it.
The world hates a smart mouse, Scurlock. But you're gonna realize that tomorrow when you swing from that gallows. That's if the lynch mob don't come for you first, which I hear tell they intend to do. Let me know if you boys want some dessert.
Howdy, Bill.
Evening.
Howdy, boys.
Stick their fingers up again, I'll blow them off like I did yours, eh, Moffitt?
If there was one thing an outlaw feared in the New Mexico Territory, it was lynch mob justice.
Right on time.
With no patience for courts and trials, they did it their own way. And there was no stopping them. Mainly because the so-called law...
Howdy.
Had no damn intentions of stopping him.
You're a bit late.
Vigilantes! Chase the lynch mob! Chase!
Kids escaped. Little weasel.
Oh, I'm sure he did, mister.
See for yourself.
Open the pit.
No Billy the Kid in there.
It's true! He's gone!
We might as well go.
We got some of his regulators in there. The Indian and Tenderfoot rode with the kid on the Tunstall McSween side. How'd they be?
Oh, shit. They'll have to do. Bring them up.
Pick the tree, Breed.
Stop! I order you as a peace officer of Lincoln County.
Gentlemen, I'm a school teacher from the city of New York. And the Breed back there, he's my guide. and I believe you're about to make an enormous error.
We know you rode with the boy, Devlin. You're going to hang for it.
I swear to you, never even laid eyes on him. I was a school teacher from the city of New York.
I'm a school teacher from the city of New York!
Howdy, Doc. How are your drawers?
Nice to see you again, Billy.
It's the kid!
Come on, let's get out.
Jesus. You sure got a lot of boys riding with you these days.
Them ain't my boys.
It's a real lick bomb! Get out! Ah!
Now, got this buckshot infection in my elbow. Makes my right arm kind of whoa. Hold still now.
I am still. Just shoot the chain, okay?
God damn. It's good to see you, Doc. I knew you'd come back. We made a pact, remember? You, me, and Chavez. Pals. Forever.
Billy, the chain. Come on.
Look, I don't care if you guys swap spittle and piss in each other's boots. I don't take to tenderfoots in my gang. I definitely don't take to no Mexicans.
It ain't your gang, Dave.
Mexican Indian, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry. You tell me something, Chavez. Was it the savages putting it to a Mexican whore, or was it an Indian whore putting it to the whole goddamn Mexican whore?
Oh,
come on,
oh. Remember something, Dave. These boys are the Lincoln County Regulators.
Yeah, it was. Were. Billy, come on, the chain.
You're right, Doc. Were. There ain't no regulators no more. No room for them. No room for me.
Billy, please.
I'm taking the Mexican Blackbird.
Well, what are you taking?
A broken trail will go down to Old Mexico. Only me and a few other boys know it. Take the trail below. Doc, once you're down there, get these basket men, Pam, and they'll come up and they'll get your belongings, your family, whatever you need.
Come here, Billy. Why don't you just shoot the chain, okay?
All right, listen here. Mount up. We're taking the Mexican Blackbird, huh? Old Mexico. Let's go. Come on.
Where'd you find him? That's pretty good. It's for you. It's from New York. It's for the horse.
That horse ain't for sale, Doc. But, how about my boots? Nice and broken.
Oh, bitch! Come on, Billy, kill that tenderfoot son of a bitch! Come on, get on top of him! Come on, come on!
Break it up, Billy!
Stop! I know you, you son of a bitch!
You know me, huh? Well, I know you, Scurlock! You killed half the men I got credit for! I saw you, with blood all over yourself! I saw you kill! Just because you went back east and married, put on a silk cravat, that don't change what you did!
Give it your best, Louis!
Come on, say! You remember John Tunstall? Remember the stories he tells us about the three Chinamen playing Fantan? Someone runs up to him and says, hey, the world is coming to an end. And the first one says, well, I best go to the mission and pray. And the second one says, well, hell, I'm going to go buy me a case of mezcal and six whores. And the third one says, well, I shall finish the game. I shall finish the game, Doc. Who's ever going for old Mexico, we ride now.
Josiah. This ain't the untamed prairie you used to run free over.
Family, I gotta get back to.
The new governor was a general at Shiloh. He's got militia, he's got army, he's got money to pay glory hunters to run you day and night. And they're on their way.
And they will kill you, Doc. You take care of yourself, Pat.
They'll catch you, Doc. Catch me. Everybody but him. The villagers say he's Diablero. He can change into a coyote, disappear, and never gets killed. Me? I just think he's the luckiest white eye in New Mexico. But he'll cross the border. He will.
Chavez, I can't ride with him anymore. I'm trying to spend the last year forgetting about him. Read about him in the newspaper and them damn 5-cent books. Jesus Christ, the children in New York City imitate him in the streets. He's in my sleep. You gotta understand what I'm saying. It's over.
When the spirit horse comes, then it's over.
Well, Chavez knew what he was talking about. He'd seen the soldiers murder his entire family. And he'd been hunted down like a dog and thrown in the pit. He knew his only chance was to skin out and head south. But Doc, he did have something else to go back to. And although him and me were like brothers, and he really wanted to ride with me, he just needed some time to think about it.
Understand that, Sheriff Kimball? I want you to get on your horse, and I want you to track this little fiend to the edge of the earth. I want you to assassinate him. I want you to deliver his head in burlap.
I'd rather drink turpentine and piss on a brush fire. I ain't touching this.
Billy, where are the men you promised us?
I do. Here it comes. Jesus. Just one, and that's all you can find?
No one want to come. Everyone afraid.
You a farmer?
Yes, sir.
My name's Henry William French.
You ever shoot anybody before, Henry William French?
You ever shoot anything before? Sage hen.
Sage hen. Well, tell me something, Henry. Why is it that you want to join my gang, huh?
Well, I ain't a farmer no more. Lost my wife to the parks. Lost my land to the money men.
Hey, Victorino. Why don't you saw a foot off of this thing? In case we run into Governor Wallace on the way.
I don't think I'm going to make this one, kid.
What do you mean? Gotta come with us, Pat. What are you going to do, stay here and scrub pots for Beaver?
I may have old Beaver scrub the pots for me. I'm buying this place, turn it into an eating house. There's Wildcat money coming in here. I gotta stake my peace while I still got a fair enough name.
What name? You ride with known man, Patsy. I always wanted to be a known man in New Mexico.
Hell, I'll be a known man. Next time you ride through here, there'll be a big old sign out there that says Garrett's Place. It's time I got an income that ain't from stealing horses.
Yeah, you remember something, Pat. I never stole a horse from someone I didn't like. If I didn't like him, I just wouldn't even bother with him.
Nah, you just kill him.
Hey, come on, Pat. You're one of us. You've always been one of us.
I always will be, Billy.
Well, go on, then. Go on. We don't need you, Pat. I don't need him.
Soapweed, I got you.
Come on, eat out of my ass, kid.
Go on. Excuse me.
Howdy, Beaver. I want to sit with the boys.
What the hell's this?
This? This is the Prince of Pennsylvania. Stop along the Blackburn was to raise some dineros, and John Simpson Chisholm was the richest man in the territory. Not only that, but as anyone familiar with the Lincoln War knows, he was a financial partner of Tunstall and McSween, which made him an ally. Oh, John admired my pluck. Loved me like I was his own son.
Well, by God. You really turned out to be a snake, Billy. When they catch you, they're going to dry gulch your stinking bones.
I'm just trying to get my friends to old Mexico. We need some pesos. Now, I've done some figuring, and I figure that you owe us, Mr. Chisholm. $250 for the fighting we did last year, and $250 for me leaving your stock alone.
Is that what you figured?
Yes, sir. That's what I figured.
Well, you could take those figures and shove them up your arrogant little ass and set fire to them. I don't owe you a goddamn thing. Now get the hell out of here. I'll bring my 50 down and give you a real game.
Yeah, we saw some of your men up there in the high range. Passed right by them. Not a bunch.
Mr. Chisholm, you're right. Lincoln County War is over. We just want to get out of here. Get down below.
Well, you get down below, all right, Doc. You get down below. You're Billy the Kid, too, you know. You all are, dirty little Billy bastards. And I don't owe you anything, Doc. Or you, Chavez.
You took my farm, Mr. Chisholm. You took a lot of farms, Mr. Chisholm. And as long as Billy the Kid is taking some back, I'm with him.
Everything all right, Mr. Chisholm?
Yes, yes, everything's fine. Go on and bring the men in, and we'll have a little fresh coffee with the boys here.
Yoo-hoo! I'll make you famous.
Mr. Chisholm, which one of these boys is the fastest with the iron?
Don't you do it, Billy.
That'd be me.
You, drop Sam Colt.
Billy?
Put her down now. Step away. You owe
owe me $500, Mr. Chisholm. So what I'm going to do is kill one of your men for every $5 you owe me. Only I'm going to do it fair. How's that for square? Now, when I go for my guns, you start shooting. But I promise you, you will not make it. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Dave?
Oh, my God.
495. Henry?
Oh, my God.
Hendrick?
Oh, my...
$490.
You just killed yourself. Bonnie, you are a fool. You call yourself the scourge of New Mexico? Well, by God, I am New Mexico. And you are dead.
Let me tell you something, Mr. New Mexico. I wouldn't give a bucket of piss for your future. Get out, boy. You have yourself a good day now.
I want him dead.
Well, the problem is he's protected by all the surrounding communities. They've made a bloody hero out of a half-wit common horse thief.
That's what I say. Let's hire a thief to catch one. Well, bring him in, Governor. Make the offer.
Pendleton.
If I've been brought here to be implicated in anything, I just want you to know that I'm a family man. Fixing to settle, run a business.
Mr. Chisholm has informed us of your ambitions, Mr. Garrett.
Now, Pat, we know that you've been with Billy Bonney several times when you've got my herd. Now, Pat, we're looking for somebody who knows his haunts, his hideouts. Somebody who's familiar with his patterns.
You are familiar with him, Mr. Garrett.
You see, Patrick, certain changes need to be structured. We need a sheriff who can eliminate this particular problem.
I don't quite follow what you're saying.
We're saying Sheriff of Lincoln County, Sheriff Pat Garrett. Now, that ought to make you feel pretty good.
And we're saying $500 up front. And $500 after.
$1,000, Mr. Garrett. And all the resources you need to carry out the extermination of one William H. Bonney. Is that satisfactory?
Well, Pat was thinking about the Santa Fe Ram's generous offer. Me and the boys are busy sorting out our finances. We figured that if it was too much of a hardship for Chisholm to give us any money,
Buddy.
Well, then we'd help him out.
Some cows.
And just take a few of his cows.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, you're called Kid, and Rudabaugh's called Arkansas Dave, and I dare say Doc's Christian name ain't Doc.
What a name.
Yes, sir. I would like that. I would like that. Very much indeed.
You have to earn it, Henry. Till then, you're stuck to plain old Henry. Sorry.
Still trying to get this rag sheet off the ground, Ash?
The copy is good. The machine is bad. I hear you're going to be opening up an eating house, Garrett. Would you like to secure an advertisement?
I changed my mind.
You're the one that's a Santa Fe ring hired.
Never mind that. I want to hire you for a job.
You do?
I want you to document the hunt for the most famous man in New Mexico. I want a book written on it, so that the people will understand the situation. I want you to ride along with me and record the dangers of the expedition.
Ride along with you? On a horse? Oh, no, this I can't do. I came out west to save my last lung. I'm a journalist.
You're a broke journalist. And you're a drunk.
The country was overgrown with weed and brush and encumbered with loose rock, making it almost impassable.
I like that. That's very good.
Morning, Sheriff. We met at the governor's. John W. Poe, Cattlemen's Association. The governor sent me and these men to lend you a hand.
Encumbered by Egypt, we pressed on.
I like that. It's very good.
They did not spell your name wrong.
Got a new sheriff on us, boys. Goes by the name of Pat Garrett.
Jesus Christ. What the hell did he do that for?
Make yourself famous. Be a known man like me.
Well, what about me? What is it about me, huh?
Nothing, Dave. Just playing the game, Doc. We'll give him a game, all right.
All right, Dave's boys, we ride now. We are going to give Pat Garrett the ride of his miserable two-faced thinking life. Let's get out. Come on. Hey, come on.
You believe this? Hey, Tom. Last one out of here. Great dirty dishwater. Come on. Woo!
Warm Springs people. Apache.
We better get going.
We'll go around.
Wait, so Chavez, why don't you go pet shit with the chickens, huh? You know what they're paying for Apache Bone in Silver City right now? Christ almighty, they're making ashtrays, they're making combs, they're making knife handles.
You get 50 cents for a good Indian leg bone. It's all out there, so don't you go getting sentimental and all that, all right?
Come on.
You go in there, smart gringo, and I'll bury you there.
Okay.
Let's go.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Oh.
Silver City, here I come.
Yeah.
think so, Dave.
That Mexican Indian may have lost his family, but he hadn't lost a trick when it came down to an old-fashioned pick-sticking match.
You want your knife back?
Get up. And Dave? Well, he appreciated the value of fair play, but he also appreciated the value of a good bone-handled knife. And we were going around that cemetery, I promise you.
Thank you. You have to have a what?
He has to have a shit.
You have to have a movement, please. That's the fourth one today.
Ow!
Sheriff, at the risk of offending you, your newspaper man is hindering an important government operation.
With these reins?
I have to request that he be discharged from service.
Please.
What do you make out of it?
Tobacco pouch. It's his.
I gave it to him.
Buffalo scrotum. From my first kill, big old bull near Fort Griffin.
That's a pretty story, Sheriff. Why'd you leave it hanging there like that?
Just to say hello.
Looks like you say more than hello.
Scum. Well, Tom, that's bad types. Politicians, bankers, cattle kings. Scum. Come on.
Come along, my dear.
The hog times in Hades Village. What have we got here? Wicked boys. Four, five, six wicked boys. Wicked and wanted or just plain wicked?
$1,000 on me.
Yeah? I heard 500.
Well, you heard wrong, Jane.
Well, I also heard that you ain't long for the territory, though.
We're not. We're going to all Mexico, right, Billy?
Well, good luck. How old's this fella?
17.
14 and a half. Oh, well, don't forget that half. There's a lot of experience packed into that half.
It's different.
Well, my hair. It's a new fashion. You like it?
Yeah, your hair, but everything. This whole town, outside, too. They got a church. Same White Oaks.
Yeah, well, there's 2011 souls in this town, kid. A lot of back east money. Town's different. It's respectable.
You're not telling us you've gone respectable now, Jane, have you?
No. Well, to the eye that don't know no better. Yeah, I have.
Well, I've heard enough. My boys here would like some bunda upstairs right quick, darling.
When I hear you say you'd like a excellent malt, six times served in a room with a southern view.
You're a lady to the manor born, Jane. To the manor born.
Was hurt pretty good. Looks like the muskrats are in a trap. They're chewing their own legs off.
All right, we're going north.
South, you mean?
No, I mean north.
Well, Sheriff, last time I heard, old Mexico's still south.
You ever hear of a coy dog, Poe? Half common dog, half coyote? Mm-hmm. Feed one, he keeps coming around, no fear of man. Kid's a coy dog.
come 150 miles without a town. Right about now, he's looking for some attention. Ash!
He ain't my concern.
Itza! Donna! Qui ti è?
Manda ila e!
Alla! Alla tahini! Ni e nakas!
Party! Nof chish!
Sheriff, I think I need to have a move.
Me too.
Over the mountains of the moon, down the valley of the shadow, ride, boldly ride. The shade replied, if you seek for El Dorado.
Why, that was heavenly. Who wrote it?
Josiah Doc Scurlock.
Who the hell's that?
You come back now.
Woo!
Don't tolerate scum. Help me gather the boys. Go on, get everyone downstairs.
There's a kid! Alias William H. Bonnet!
Deputy Carlisle, I best go speak to him.
Antrim and Dave Rudabaugh of Las Vegas.
He said Dave Rudabaugh of Las Vegas.
Real happy for you, Dave.
Black knights on the premises, turn your bodies over to the law or perish in flames.
Kid,
we have Jane Greathouse held out here. I'm coming in to talk to you. If anything happens to me, the citizens here say they will string her up and burn her. Do you agree to those terms?
Do I agree to those terms? Who is this guy? yes, sir. We agree to those terms.
I'm going in.
All right, boys. Put your guns away. Look respectable. Ladies upstairs. Fired. Disappear.
Jim? Gentlemen, which of you is the leader of your gang?
That would be me.
Arkansas Dave.
You are not, Dave.
I am so.
You are not.
I am so.
Are not.
I am so.
Gentlemen, I am a deputized man, and I do things law way.
Which way?
Law way.
Law way. I see. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, the people out there, they do things their own way. They got their mind set on a hanging. Now, it's going to be hell if I can't control this situation. So, what I propose is this. I understand you have an Indian in your group?
Yes, sir. Jose Chavez y Chavez. It's a Mexican Indian. How'd that be?
Well, that'll be just fine. If I can give this Indian to those people out there, they'll be well satisfied. The rest of you can just ride out.
You hear that, Chavez? Sir, I agree to those terms. They're an angry mob indeed, and we do happen to have an Indian on the premises. Give me your hat. Now, Mr. Lawway, may I see your hat?
I really don't see how hats are relevant in this situation.
I do. Dave. The gentleman's jacket. There. Now I can talk to you. Now you don't look like such a politician.
Can I take the Indian with me or not?
The Indian's going out to satisfy the crowd. But you obviously don't understand the meaning of the word pals. Think I'd hand my friend over to a bucket of mule dung like you? That's an insult. Turn around, Chief.
Come on, Carlisle! You're bringing him out or not?
All right, you white caps! We're coming out, but we're coming out shooting! Get ready for war!
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. That's Deputy Carlisle. That's James Carlisle.
Let's go.
They're leaving. They're all skinning out.
Pals.
Of course they were skinning out. They had just murdered their own deputy. They pinned that one on me, too, but I never fired one shot.
You saying hello, Pat?
Remember the time you, me, and him locked all the doors? Stayed up till the sun, breaking the place up with six shooters? Every bottle in the bar, naked as jaybirds, and there was no law. No law, and no barbed wire.
Patrick, I'm going to part with a nasty secret. It used to make me hotter than a June bride sitting bareback on a depot stove. But I'm sharing my bed with the law.
And I don't keep with whores no more. So ain't we both content?
Jane Greathouse, the citizens of White Oaks have proclaimed this place the Devil's Den. As sheriff of Lincoln County, I have to honor and protect their civic virtues.
I'll show them what my civic virtues look like, all those stall-fed tenderfeet with their Eastern shin plaster and their Sunday wives and their Sunday dresses. With a preacher at the back door by morning. See if they got the Connecticut Blue Lord tattooed on their lily white butter.
Get away from here.
White Oaks, you can kiss my ass.
Thank you.
Got any water?
Old timer, when this place boom up?
Last week.
Popper?
Yeah. Guano. Bad droppings.
Bad droppings? I've been to Gold Town, Silver Towns. I've even been to Turquoise Town, but I've never been to a bad shit town. Can't wait to see the women.
Time. We'll go back through the arroyo.
Well, that's convenient, ain't it?
Pardon me?
Kid'll be long gone. Maybe that's what you want, Pat.
What I want is for you to cork your goddamn government mouth, mister. And the next time you address me common, I will put you on your prissy little ass.
Sweet Mary's ass. How the hell did you get him to do that, huh? What's that mean, anyway? Atsay.
It's an ancient Navajo word. It means stop.
Stop.
When we get to the top of this bluff, we'll have a clear view of the Nechita River. We'll sell the horses off, and then we'll take a skiff downriver into Mexico. Hey, Tommy, last one up the hill is a three-legged dog.
Is this old Mexico?
No. It's Garrett. Get out, Tom.
I got him.
Medicine, son.
It's a start.
Nights in this cabin after the Lincoln War. Tried to put another outfit together, but that's never the same. When you boys came back, I felt like there was nothing I wouldn't do to keep a gang together. Keep riding.
What are you saying, Chivata?
Do you know what the Mexican Blackbird is?
It's a broken trail that leads to Old Mexico.
Half black, half Mexican whore up in Puerto de Luna.
So you mean, you named the trail after her, right? There is no trail, is there, Billy? Is there? What about Old Mexico you promised us?
I'd be just another gringo in Old Mexico. Same as being dead.
What about Tommy? You son of a bitch. You're starting to believe what they're writing about you, aren't you? Let me tell you what you really are. You wrote a 15-year-old boy straight into his grave, and the rest of us, straight to hell. Straight to hell. Bobby, you are not a god.
Why don't you pull the trigger and find out?
I gotta get back home.
Doc!
What the hell are you doing? We're not even in position yet.
They killed you. Bastard killed you. Get up, Doc. Come on, get up. You leave him alone.
He's a dead man.
He's starting to surround us. We gotta get out of here. Ah! Gotta make a break.
Go look at this. Look up.
So who's gonna bust out first?
Well, Andrew William French, you never killed nobody. They ain't gonna shoot at you.
Go to hell. They shot Tommy.
Somebody's gotta do it.
Jesus, there must be at least 10 of them out there.
Get me up.
Dave! It's your gang. What? It's your gang. You lead us out. Come on.
It ain't my gang. It's your gang. It's always been your gang.
Don't cross me, Dave.
Billy!
Let's finish the game.
What the hell did you do that for?
son of a bitch! You killed the boy! And you killed Doc! You knew him!
Defense is back there!
Andrew, you gotta forget about him. He's buzzing me. Come on, they all are. It's just you and me, farm boy. We gotta head for the border. Get...
Therefore considered by the court here that said defendant, William H. Bonney, alias Kid, alias William Antrim, alias Henry McCarty, be confined in prison in said Lincoln County by the sheriff of such county until on the day aforesaid he be taken from such prison to a suitable and convenient place of execution within said county and there be hanged by the neck till he be dead. 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 Now, do you have anything to say, young man?
Yes, Your Honor, I do. You can go to hell, hell, hell.
I got 18 dimes in each barrel, boy. You ever see what $1.80 can do to a $40 steer? Let alone a cheap little crook like yourself.
Just taunt me again, boy. That's all I'm asking. Just taunt me again.
I want to talk to Garrett.
He's in Mesilla. Got a big interview in a tin tap with the Independent.
Oh, yes. Famous man now. Hey, Bell. Did you send my letter to the governor, or did you burn it?
It was sent, Kid. Sheriff had me put on the mail stage myself.
Then why isn't he answering?
I don't know. Maybe he ain't one for correspondence. And my sister up to Colorado's like that.
Well, will you just shut the hell up, Bill?
Chavez, you all right?
What? Yeah. Yeah, Chardonnay. You?
Just fine. Just fine.
Okay, Bill, here's another one to prove that the hand is quicker than your mind. Are you ready? You watching? Jane?
May I visit Mr. Bonney? I'm an old acquaintance.
No, ma'am. That ain't possible. Sheriff Garrett won't allow any visitations.
Well, may I leave a gift for him then?
You, open up a new rooming establishment, Great House?
Hell no. I open a good sawdust on the floor, proper whorehouse.
Ma'am? Thank you.
Oops. All right, kid. Let your squirrel go. Move pronto.
I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
Kid?
Hey. ring a bell. I'll make you famous. Don't do it, Bell. Bell, come on, don't do it. I ain't kidding. Bell! That was stupid, Bell.
Bell Killer? Bell Killer, kid?
Old Mexico here?
Esta en Mexico, huh, amigos?
Woohoo! I made it.
Well, you do know who I am, don't you? Arkansas Dave Rudabaugh? You know the name?
Buenas tardes, amigos.
You're not dead.
Do I look dead? You should have seen the short work I made of Bob Olinger. Spread him out like tularosa. We're skinning out. There's a herd of slow elk resting up in Gretchulaski's sheep camp. We'll cut them, and then we'll ride for Canada. Chavez, make sure the horses are watered. Henry?
I'll be staying here.
You stay here and Garrett will take you.
Garrett already took me.
When?
When he took Doc.
That's a bad shot, Chavez. Man gets shot like that, it's
over.
I guess I really got us into it this time, huh? ain't supposed to be you sitting there like that. It's supposed to be me. Where are you going? Chavez? Buckshot George. That's your name. You wanted a name? That's it. Buckshot George. It's a good name.
My name's Henry William French.
It's a good name, too.
Of fresh beef. Pete Maxwell butchered this morning. Bring back here and I cook for you. You are hungry, no?
Sí. Tengo hambre. You butcher this morning. Can't ask.
I shot everything in the world except you. But you still wouldn't go below. Why?
Same reason you couldn't stay here and run a cantina.
But you'd be alive. In old Mexico, you'd be alive.
I'm still alive, Pat. And I belong here.
Not no more, Billy.
The people like me here. They want me here.
Not no more, Billy.
You gonna shoot me, Pat?
I got no choice.
What are you waiting for? You can let me go, Pat. I could walk out that door and head straight for old Mexico. You could say you killed me and no one would ever know.
You'd come back. Like a damn nightmare, show up in Arizona stealing cows and they'd stone me.
You killed the boys, Patsy!
No, Billy. You did. If I was with you, I'd be one of them. This hurts, kid. But I'm in a place I can't get out of. And I gotta do it.
Yeah. You gotta do it, Pat. Said that if I care for someone, there's nothing I'd fail to do. So I'm gonna make it easy on you. Remember something, Pat. You'll never be me. You'll only be the man that shot Billy the Kid. Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, you crazy son of a bitch.
Absolve questionus domine, animam famuli tui, William, ab omni vinculo delictorum, ut in resurrectionis gloria, inter sanctus et electus tuos, resuscatus respiret, per dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia secula seculorum. Remember, William Bonney, dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return.
I never stole a horse from someone I didn't like. Did I like him? Hell no. I love the son of a bitch. You ask me if I have scars? Yes, sir. I have my scars.
Roberts. Bill, wait. Billy!
I don't think so, Dave. Found.
coat for a pillow in the earth was last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going, only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a gamble in the wind.
Hey! I'll make you famous.
When you're brought into this world with a seal born with sin, well, at least they gave me something I didn't have to steal or have to win.